Lecture topic, controlling one's anger.
Today's subject is something that is mentioned many a time. Well, unfortunately, no one is showing any importance to it, and that is anger. That is anger. I received phone calls and it's sad that the women, what they're going through. Especially if the husband goes to the masjid and sits from Asr to Maghrib. Whatever he's doing there, when he comes home, he's on fire. The house is on fire. And there's not one incident. I had a case today with the wife. He's so obedient to husband, but he's so vulgar to her. So vulgar. So this anger is something which has broken a lot of families, broken the hearts of a Muslim. You know something? The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the heart of a mu'min is even more precious than a Kaaba. Do you know what the meaning of that means? It is more precious than the Kaaba. A mu'min's heart, because in that heart is only place for one person, that's Allah. And we, unfortunately, we hurt the people's hearts. Do you know something? You hurt a person's heart. That person, he becomes a broken heart in front of Allah. And a broken heart, Allah Ta'ala is most nearest to that person. If a person whose heart is broken, Allah Ta'ala is most nearest to this. So anytime Allah Ta'ala can punish that person. So this anger has brought about so much of displeasure at home, everywhere in our society, broken the hearts of people, broken families to that extent, to broken the best friend of yours. And that which led people to give divorce, talaq. No other reason. And why does a person get angry? Did you realize that when a person gets angry, ponder a little bit, it's because of pride. Because of nothing else. Why did he speak to me like that? Why this happened? Because of jealousy too. Because of jealousy. He's got something that I haven't got. Because of greed also. So as long as you got pride in you, anger will be with you. Anger can come out when you bring about humility. And you bring to yourself that you are nothing but nothing but nothing. When you say you are nothing, in reality, when someone has to take you to task, it will not affect you. How come you make out, how you can make out a person who he is? If he says I am nothing, you don't have to say it, but the action will prove it. If someone had to sway him to, you will not look at that person. Whatever he, someone had to, no matter what kind of words he used to that person, disgracing him to, will not affect him. Until unless you don't have that quality in you, that someone will take the worst thing to, whether it's your wife, whether it's your father, whether no matter who it is, your enemy can tell you to, it must not affect you. When it means that, that means you've got no pride. The only time you get affected, you got, why did he tell me that? For what he spoke to you like that? What do you think that today, nowadays, the reason for one brother not for another brother? Because of pride. What's the reason that one son will not get to ask the mother of Mafi to? Because of pride. Why do you see today you find that two sisters, brothers and sisters, not talking to other? Because of pride. And pride is due to anger. Anger is the worst thing. And it's you know the person who bring about the keep control of his anger. In reality, you do not understand his real, his condition goes very high in front of Allah Ta'ala. Very high. And the virtues of keeping away from anger, because Shaitan is the one that was made of fire. And Allah, he told Allah Ta'ala, made of fire. And this man is made of clay. How can I bow down for him? So in other words, when a person gets angry, He becomes the quality of shaitan. Quality of shaitan. Because when Musa alayhi salam, when he is going, when shaitan came to him and told him that you are Nabi of Allah, why don't you make dua to Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala will accept your dua, why don't you ask in any way Allah can forgive me? Musa alayhi salam got very happy that at least he's asking me this kind of. All the jagra will be forgotten. If shaitan is forgiven, then everything will be forgotten. When Musa alayhi salam spoke to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala said he's telling lies. He's lying. He's misleading you. It is true in what he's saying, tell him now, at that time when Adam alayhi salam was present, you did not bow down in front of him. Now go to his cupboard and bow down. Look at Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala in different means. Let me say he must forgive him. When Musa alayhi salam told him that, what do you think what happened to him? His fire started. He said straight away, when he was present I did not do it. How can we recover? Now it's been done. So anger is something which many of us, sorry to say, who've got in us for long and is remaining in us, not for, you are not thinking of putting it right at all. You're making your islah, alhamdulillah. But your islah of anger will sort out all your problems. Will sort out? Alone you don't have anger in you. Does that mean you don't have anger? Anger must come. Allah Ta'ala created anger so that you can combat your enemies. Not to use it on your friends. But control your anger is very important. That person who controls his anger, he may not read tahajjud namaz. He may not read the zikr of Sumat Allah Ta'ala. But he has the quality of controlling his anger, because anger is the fruit of it, is the cause of all the harms. Then you see that his state in front of Allah Ta'ala is very high. And the person who is reading tahajjud namaz, he's making zikr and everything, but he's got anger in him, he lost all his good health. He lost all the quality of shaitan. That is. He must know this much, that if a person can control his anger, and Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, you know, this incident that been mentioned to us so that when we are faced with these kind of situations, we will know how to go. Before I go further, the shaitan told him that you did me a very good favor. Now let me tell you something. Three things. In the three things a person can keep away from me, protect himself from the three things, I cannot control him. The first is this person, a type of anger. When he gets angry, I get near him straight away. And I go into his near various vessels, you know, blood vessels, and run into him. So that he becomes like a person, he becomes like a ball in front of me. Like a ball. I play ball with him after that. I say, you do what you want now. Nothing can control you now. Nothing can control you. And then you become completely off. All kind of, you become flare up, you become furious, rebellious, all kind of things. And thereafter you begin to say all kind of things to. So shaitan said, because you give this my favor, I'm telling you this is how you can say, this is my shaitan to your consent. Then man has to understand that he must try to control his anger. And it's a very difficult thing to control anger. Today if a person gets angry, you can be this, why are you getting angry? What do you mean I'm not getting angry? You give nothing wrong, not lecture them. Instead of accepting it, you begin to get more angry. Because that person is not prepared to make Islam. That one place is mentioned. That a person when he gets angry, when he wants to control his anger, you know, someone with the nuts will tell him, what is wrong with you? You are a coward. Nuts will tell you inside you are a coward. You got angry, what's wrong with you? Coward. Why are you holding your anger? Take it out. And if you are a fool, then you get angry. But that time master courage, I'm not going to get angry. Nafs itself is also, you know, you have to be very careful with nafs. So in different occasions a person gets angry. And he must know one thing, as far as possible, he gets angry, he gets nowhere. And Allah Ta'ala loves a person who not get angry. love that person. Well, why he's scared of this person? If I get angry with him, then on the day of Qiyamah, how will I take Allah Ta'ala? If Allah gets angry with me, what will be my position? That's why the person when he gets angry, it's a very good for him to make his Islah at that time. I'm getting angry with this person, if Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah gets angry with me, what will be my position? Immediately he'll keep quiet. So Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, one person came to him and he spoke to him very harshly. So he told him that you wanted him to get angry. You wanted me to get angry so that I can become shaitan's friend. And day after, I become angry with you, and on the day of Qiyamah, I'll be answerable to you. So just imagine, I'll be answerable to you. So in other words, when a person gets angry, he must understand this much. Well, today we don't take into consideration all this in the anger, not together. Many ways outcome is good. Leave out anger. But the Isa alayhi salam told Yahya alayhi salam, leave out anger. He said, we cannot leave out anger, but control anger. You cannot. Anger cannot come out of you. Anger Allah created you for a reason. But you must obey to control your anger. It must not be that anytime you go out of control. That's why it's so important to sit in the company of the pious people who help you to pick up. But you have to be very. Today the biggest crime today is anger. The biggest is anger. Every home you find is only anger, nothing else. Everyone is angry. What? Because of their own personal thing. Whereas you notice this when the person you bring the habit of tolerance in you, then Allah praises that person who has the quality of tolerance. Tolerance is something. That person who controls his anger, Allah forgive that person. That person who controls his anger, Allah forgive that person. How many people of us here, sitting here, being very honest with you, we get angry for things that are small. Small things we get angry. And Allah Ta'ala forgive that person. And that person who controls his tongue, this, the person who controls his tongue from vulgar language, Allah Ta'ala covers his sins. We want our sins to be covered. We haven't got any good deeds at all. And yet, you know, the time when we begin to say things, we come to realize that we commit so much of sins one time. So at least at that time, think if I'm going to use vulgar language, I should protect myself from the vulgar language. Then definitely Allah will protect me from the day of Qiyamah. And will not open my back, said Allah. And which person is prepared on the day of Qiyamah that all his sins will be opened? Everyone wants his sins to be covered. So this is what it is, that vulgar language. Any crime, not speak, not or concerned, any taking of people's faults. That's why in Jahannam there's a door, the door of anger. Door of anger. Everyone who was angry, committing anger in the world, they will be entering through that door. Allahumma li fadl. You do not know how dangerous I'm saying what I'm saying. Every one of us are saying. We get angry for things that are not supposed to get angry. That's why that person. There's no dream that is more significant. There's no dream that is more significant than that dream, that to drink anger. That is which is haram and halal to drink is anger. If you only can hold your anger, because your face is 24/7. Every time we have been faced with anger, we go outside, someone told you something, you got angry. You go in the house, someone tells you something, you got angry. You go there, your children tell something, you get angry. Not a minute you are free from this anger. Why don't you control it? For what reasons? There is no drillers. That person is brightened. In other words, that person who dreams, the significance of that, if he dreams his, on a day Allah Ta'ala brightens his heart with iman. Then that person who controls his anger, Allah Ta'ala brightens his heart with iman. So how important it is that this Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala rahmatullah alayhi, he says that to control one's anger and to also to bring about this condition that you know you, that greed does not creep into you. If you have these two qualities in you, you have one. Allah Ta'ala raises you very high. What do you mean greed? That is something many people have in us. You have greed for something. Or a person comes to you. Now you know you can sell a price, a certain price, you got a good price. Now because you see now that there is a shortage in that thing, let me put it higher. That greed. At that occasion you say, no, I'm going to sell it around the common price. That kind of person, his status go very high. Now the greed is a person, he gives his goods to only one person and sell. So when that fellow goes, you also go with him. Many a time you find when he's giving goods to someone, they always say, give your basket, spread your basket, spread your eggs. If you got 10 shops, now you want to buy from one person, you must remember something, if you buy from one person, if that fellow goes, you also go with him. People are doing that nowadays. That they get in this control, they do not know how to control themselves. That they give their eggs to one basket. And that when basket goes, everything is rotten dead. They lost everything. So Allah Ta'ala shows us that because of greed. You'll be surprised, people have lost their business because of greed. Because of greed, nothing else. Because of greed, a person begins to look at him and say, Mullah, I lost so much of money. I say, because of greed. One person will come and tell me, you know what, I got this property, but they call you property. Well, you got enough property, what do you want that property for? No, I want that property. He got that property, he lost that property, he lost all the property. Why? Because of greed. Greed is a very bad thing. Because you're not prepared to accept whatever Allah gives you, we make shukr of that thing. That is just this, by the way, I just spoke about it. But just to tell you that the subject today is controlling of anger. But that's what's causing all this, whatever is happening today. On the day of Qiyamah, you'll find that many people, as Salman now said, the person came to him and told him, said a very bad thing to him. If he said, if my deeds are more than that what you told me, there is no grief. Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one person spoke him and told him very bad things. So he said, if whatever you told me, if my deeds are more than that, there is no grief. But if my deeds is less than that, then I have to cry. Then I say, I'm worse than that person. I'm worse than that. So in other words, how important it is to not disgrace people. Not to run down people. If my goods are more than your swearing, then there is no sin. Find it. He said this. The question is this, not that the, whatever we are causing harm today is because of anger. Anger has caused a lot of hate. Person who controls his anger, Allah loves him. Allah Ta'ala loves him. And always remember, you only get angry with those people who are weaker than you. You never become happy. And you can control one's anger so that any you must have it's against Sharia if you get angry. It's against the law of Allah. You need for anger is because of pride. Some people it nearly begins to flare up. They say all kind of things and other things. He says it's correct. Whatever he says is correct. Many a time you find people talking, say, no, I am saying the right thing, whether you like it or not. I am saying the right thing. That's the right thing. Now, whether you like it or not, in other words, that's anger now. You want it that way. But you're wrong. No, I'm not wrong. Especially husband and wife. Not only husband and wife, even everyone else too. When a person will give his word, you say, that is the way, there is no other way. In other words, to say that is also pride and anger, which is not good at all. And today is so open, wild. Prepare to listen. No one is prepared to listen if you get in it. And the worst part of his anger is, I forgot this mention that when I was speaking about Shaitan, I forgot to give this incident, that he said this month that one, three things, I did not mean the two other things, did not remind me to. One is that, he said this month that, I get it, when a person gets angry, I go into his blood vessel and I can make a run and make him run like me too. Secondly, that person, when he wants to go on jihad, then I put in his heart, don't go on jihad. Don't go on jihad. Because now you're stopping, you've got all your children there, your this there, everyone's there, your business is there. Don't go for Hajj also. And you'll be surprised, God will not go for Hajj because of your business is running. What are you going for Hajj now? Shaitan will say all those kind of things. And the third thing which he said that when I see a man and woman together, strange women and men together, I'm near them very quickly. Then I put my net there very quickly to try to somehow get them together. Somehow to get together, I'll do something and something. On that, Hazrat told us that one day Shaitan would make a net. Someone asked him, Shaitan, how you make your net? So Shaitan said, don't worry, I'll show you. So one person walking, while he's walking, one woman sees him from the door, calls him in. She tells him, the sick patient here, come see the sick patient. So when he enters inside, he asks, who's the sick patient? She says, I'm the sick patient. The woman says, I'm the sick patient. Oh, ho, ho. Now what is he going to do? Now you ask yourself, what you are going to do? Say to me, he said, Ya Allah. Hazrat said this to the moment she said, I'm the patient, in other words, I need you. Straight away he started thinking, Ya Allah, how can I come out of this place? Not you and I taking the axe and looking at it, enjoying your heart with it, enjoying your everything with it, looking at the axe very nicely. Even if the thing says stop, no, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. It's the same thing. That woman is inviting him, this is inviting you, and you're talking to her, and she's talking to you. So the action on, and you busy. When will the condition come, like how this person condition came? Why didn't my husband hear about this incident? For what he told us? He told us because you're going to face this kind of situation in your life. And we are facing you with the acts now. It's not necessary that a woman is in front of you now. If the acts is the woman herself now. But we can say also the time will come that you find this kind of thing, the masjid too. And you can see how much the masjid the people look at all the acts. Now the person look at the acts and getting enjoying himself, enjoying all kind of things, only Allah knows what he's enjoying. So when this person saw this woman invite, so he because he was a pious person, fear of Allah, until anyone has fear of Allah, you not become right, you must have fear of Allah. Taqwa is very important. That's why stay in a good company. Company that will be more close and dear to Allah. He said, oh, I've got a running stomach. My stomach is paining. Please allow me just to relieve myself. Straight away, when you pick up Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala put into your heart and Allah's help is always there. Allah Ta'ala help, if you are allowed, Allah's help is there to save you from any condition. And he went to the toilet and somehow he messed himself in the toilet. His clothing, he messed himself with that muck. And he came out and she saw him in that condition, she said, take him out of this, a madman, take him out of this. He was prepared to go out in that condition. And he said, Ya Allah, I did not harm my inside. And my impure, my inside is part, my outside is part, not part. He went to the wash in the sea or river, whatever. But look at it, that how strong he was. He could have done what he wanted to do. No one could stop him. But yet we are with the axe. No one wants to can stop. You can stop it yourself. Why are you still doing it? Why are you still carrying on doing it? Leaving your halal wife and look at the haram. Everyone is doing that. And then you expect Allah to give rahmat in the house. You expect Allah to give barakat in the house. You expect your business to be flourishing too. You expect everything. I'm reading namaz, I'm reading Quran, nothing happening. But this is happening. And it's openly being done everywhere. Whether it's a pious man with a beard, whether it's whosoever it is, you yourself can answer that question. I cannot see you. And then expect Allah to give barakah. This is what is called, the shaitan said, that when I see two people together, I try my level best to get them in my net and I make sure they do. And it's happening now. You can't say not happening. Would that actually not happening? In fact, the worst things, a woman who was so much pious and so pious, she should be a partner and all. She says to me, I don't know how I got into this bed. I came out, I cannot come out of his neck anymore. You know the website? See, I've got that. So how many of us here were sitting here? If you are doing it, make toba now. Don't make toba outside. Oh Allah, make toba now, forgive me. Because the door of toba is open, unless you know, because it is frightening. Make toba now, Ya Allah, I'm making toba, I won't see it again. Don't speak to me, speak to him. He knows everything what's happening. So this is what happens. The shaitan said to him. And even said, I make them like a ball. I play ball with them, they're nothing. So anger is something which is, at the moment, is called love. Wife will tell her husband, don't look at that thing, he gets angry. Husband tell her wife, don't look at that thing, he gets angry. Tell the boy, don't look at that thing, he gets angry. Tell the son, why are you doing that, he's getting angry. Anger all the time. So this anger is really because of our own. So we have to control of anger. Control anger. If you want Allah's rahmat to come on us, we have to make tawbah istighfar. We respect that. Otherwise, many countries in the world, whatever is happening there, sometimes you begin to be, why Allah Ta'ala sent this name? I won't forget one incident, one buzur said that, wahan yahan par waba ho gaya. Because of everything there was all sin and sin and sin. And yet sin is seen in today. Our women are the same too. One Sahabi told in anger to a person, you are a slave, your mother is a slave. The Sahabi told, Nabi Kareem said, what do you say when your mother is a slave? Don't you know this man that who is the best? That person who has taqwa in him. You can be no matter who you are. But the most person, that person who is closest to Allah is the person what? Taqwa. So when the Sahabi heard that, he went and asked for forgiveness. Why did he say to him that? Because of anger. Because of anger. So when we say something to someone, we become very angry to say it. That's why the most important thing is for us to control our anger. As far as possible, control our anger. We must make intention to control others. What's the use, you know, you do all the good deeds and you go home and you wash it away. What's the use, you hurt a Muslim's heart, make a person cry. Can you see a person crying and yet you don't worry about, don't show importance? That's why they say, when it comes to anger, two things. One is the person gets angry late, and he gets happy late too. One person gets very angry early, and he gets happy late, happy early too. Happy early. So the person whose anger comes late and goes with early, that person the best person. Anger will come, a straight way will come. You have to control yourself, discipline yourself. No matter what happens, I am not going to get angry. I am not going to get angry. وَالْقَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ وَالْعَفِينَ النَّاسِ. When that person, that buzruk, when the slave, by mistake, drops some food, hot food, very hot food. Now you tell me, when you go on to a walima, and when hot food falls on you, what you look at that person 10 times, what one 10 do? 10 times look at the person, what, my clothing went away. This happened, that happened. But that buzruk only looked at that woman and she said, وَالْقَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ. The moment she, with the buzruk looked at her, saying that, وَالْقَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ. Immediately, this is what you call, when a reminder comes, when you look at that axe, think of what I'm telling you when you look at that axe, because you came with your Islah is an axe, when you think of the axe coming, think of what I told you, that person said that when was invited by the woman, straight away what he said. Likewise, invite yourself, I'm not going to see. I'm not going to see, I'm going to keep Allah happy. No, that's what you have to do. So likewise, you have to say, وَالْقَاظِمِينَ, someone has to throw something on you, or someone has to swear unto you, you don't look at that person. Mahazat, you say, when someone swears at you, vulgar at you, you must think like a dog is barking at you. And the dog barking at you, do you look at the dog? You take a stone to hit the dog? No, you carry on walking. Why don't you carry on like this? You must think a dog is barking at you. dog bark. And when the dog is barking, he needs for you to do your work. You can be always at an anyway. But khuda na kare, if you stop to do something, apni jaan chali gayi. I know cases where people want to be very, very strong. He comes out. You part the car wrong. Now there's a confrontation. Started fight. He said, later, I'm sorry, and walked away. What happened? Will it cost him anything? That thing cost his life. It cost him life. Why? Because of
anger.
Anger is the root of all harms. Let us take anger out. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahabi asked him, Ya Rasul, give me one nasihat. And his nasihat is so precise, but so great. La taghdab. Do not get angry. All the youngsters, everyone must know this. Do not get, whether you're a teacher too, do not get angry. At home, do not get angry. You see, inshallah, if you got this, I got no anger. I'm not saying no one got anger. Everyone got anger. We all got anger. But anger must not control you. You must control the anger. Then you see, inshallah, you find barakat in the house too. Izzat in the house too. Then everyone goes happily. Otherwise the house is on fire for everything. And the reason for getting angry is because of. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, this anger, which I'm saying it